tāngāntu tērē dēnō dēnō kārā chē wēyō sē wāyō nā nē shāngchō lāng jirī bā sē dē shē kārā sā shū wēyō sē rē nyō wēyō sē rā tērē jīgī ālē jī kē shē shiā jā rā sā.
So what we are doing here today we are listening or learning the, you know, stages of the path to the enlightenment, or we are trying to learn Lam Rim here today. So what is Lam Rim? You know, it means if you go to some places, you know, we go to the path or the road. So it is like that. So you know, here Lam is, you know, path to enlightenment. So in path to enlightenment, there shows three different paths to enlightenment. So these three different paths, if somebody asks that, you know, it should practice by three different, you know, individual, you know, it can be, but here it is not the case. You know, it is a three different path, you know, is common path, or, you know, gradual path to enlightenment. So, as we all know, you know, over here, ultimately, you know, we have to enter the Mahayana path. So, in order to become a Mahayana practitioner or enter the Mahayana path, we need to generate the awakened mind or the bodhicitta. So, you know, in that kind of, you know, mindset or the motivation, we're gonna start to listen to this teaching.
だとして、だが次で、ペナ金の地で、その当時ガンジェセで、地で、ペナ3で、ガンジェセで、その当時です、かかれです。かかれ終わったな。ら。だが次の当時で、 kino chibi kasa la tesa sanna tong dee chi dang dunje kong soge chi dunje la gong se tesa ki yang lo yi lo tong tesa kakare sa la ta.
So, as we know that to set up the, you know, motivation, that kind of meditation, usually we do the, you know, different sadhanas and visualization meditations. These two are different meditation.
Pena karere se na pena denje la de gong wo so na la yi guzu de shang sheng yong su zo ba pena mi ge zu le dao de yi ji yi wo le pi ge ji la ji de ge ja shen le zu ge la ji mi ba jie ro wa sa la de.
So how that is usually when we visualize a meditational deity, then we visualize the deity in the form of a light, form of a light, and also with clarity and in a full detail that can reflect on our mind, like we see the things by our naked eye, like that it should appear in our mental perception. So, like here, when we do the meditation on such as to generate the awakened mind or to generate the, set up the motivation, this kind of meditation, first we need to create a perfect, that kind of mind through reasons or investigation, and then when it become a complete perfect that kind of mind, then our mind would be one with our nature of mind, become that awakened mind or that kind of good thoughts and so on.
Pena ma suki taji tena pena mataba de toma jinse ganso na pena shi yugi teno gan yebi sori ji jitsa sana tono gan yebi sori ji ro ta jinji chepo ta shanju sensa gan yadi shi yugi teno gan yadi lo koro rang tezo na gan yadi tesu taji tena tesu chepa shi tosa ro.
So if we examine, then we will know, when we meditate the, awakened mind, our mind become in the nature of that awakened mind. And when we meditate on emptiness and impermanence of the, phenomena or the self, at that time, our, meditational object become the kind of external phenomena outside our mind. So when we try to check, we will feel the differences there.
So
So in the scripture, it says when we meditate on, you know, awakened mind, then, in the scripture, it said that, constant, our mind should be in a constant, that kind of awakened, body mind. It says in the, it's as said in the scripture, but Rinpoche don't have that kind of experience. So also whatever it said in the scripture, you think that much he can tell. So usually it's said that, we have to shape our, reshape our, attitude or our motivation. That means, we need to transform, our mind into a different one, than our this ordinary mind. So through that kind of, explanation also, we can tell that, it is different than other meditations. To shape our motivation is that, it is said to the practitioner like us, the ordinary practitioner, that, we don't have that, motivation constant. Otherwise, if you are, you have that kind of constant thought in your mind, like the, noble beings, like bodhisattvas, like that, then, you don't need to reshape the mind, because it is always
there.
So in this way, he think, some of among us maybe do, this kind of meditation, maybe 5 minutes, 10 minutes, or 2 minutes, like that, some might doing it. So, if you doing it, then, maybe, you some of you guys, some of us will know what Rinpoche is talking about. So, when we practice or when we do the meditation, we really working very hard over there, we are really, thinking very, very, hard and, working hard. Otherwise, if the meditation is like, just mere sitting there and thinking nothing, like we are in a deep sleep or we are totally faint, then, there's no any, mental work, then it will become like the, you know, as mentioned before, it would be like the that Hashang, the Chinese abbot, who debate with Kamala Shila. There might be like his kind of you know, a view or philosophy.
Jisai sanda tonda lo le juwa to yeba te pa jache ja ngonso ki pa ngonso ko yasa shunga dusa shunga ngonso rada te thukura sa.
So, you know, if we really, you know, examine and check and analyze, you know, all the time and get familiar with that kind of subject, then, you know, our mind can change, you know, gradually. We all know that, you know, the good thoughts are hard to get familiar, but the bad thoughts are easy to come by. So we can first check and look at the bad thoughts, and like that, if you analyze and think it all the time, then it is, you know, without any effort, it comes spontaneously. So, you know, we can, through that, you know, we can know that our mind can really transform.
Then a child, Piggy, so you draw the baby, the labor, the son of the chapa compared to dry. Controls as a UTG, could not edit the teachers of the UTG, the UTG, the UTG, the UTG, the control around the Kongashu United, also Kangala, Piggy, the Jerusalem.
So, like, you know, the bad thoughts, like, you know, you are really attracted, you know, really attracted to some kind of object, you know. So then you look at that object, you know, like a house, beautiful house or flowers or any kind of thing, you know, then you know, think about all the time from, you know, the goodness of that, then your attachment really kind of enhance, and, you know, your grasping at that thing really intensify. So likewise, you know, the hatred also the same thing. If you don't like somebody, then you analyze and, you know, how bad that person is, and then you think about all the bad things about that person, and then your anger will be really, you know, get big, and then you're gonna do something, do some physical things about, you know, that emotion. So, you know, that's we can experience, and we can tell for sure.
Masu duwa nyone chenge soge tene duse na ngaro soge nyone ha kogurwa. Ta yaa shu ne nyone nyone tene duse na ta shanjo lan jene bala suwa song shaya re. Ta masu ki tese ki song ya de re duwa mudu ta guwa re wasala ta.
So likewise, like we people, you know, we are always used to this kind of bad thing. So, you know, we can know and we can experience looking at our, you know, thoughts and perceptions. So likewise, the people who practice and who get familiar with this, you know, good thoughts, you know, like, you know, like our this Lamrim's lineage gurus. So, you know, they explain their thought in this text. So, you know, if our case is like that, then their case in the good thought must be, you know, proven by our our bad thoughts, because it's the same mind that is working.
And now, what's the tone about Tadabad Rani said, Hugh Chadachi, ane rangi gomba da ane rangi ye tawa te lo to mo to che ane me ye la da anjo do mo to che ni jo jo ro as
So like us, you know, from the beginningless time, we are really kind of habituated with the, you know, with the selfishness and our big egos and like that. So, you know, if somebody tried to correct us, then, you know, somebody correct us, try to correct us, then we get kind of mad that without checking anything, because, you know, we are really used to this kind of things from the long time. So we always think I am, you know, I am the best, and I am the, you know, kindest, and, you know, like that. It seems like we all think that, you know, we have no any, you know, faults, and, you know, you are capable of everything. We all think like that, but when we really check closely, then, you know, all these things are really exaggerated, you know, we don't have nothing like that to be proud and arrogant as we are.
Tele yin za chi mo ro chi pen san de shu chi mo chi ro cha na de ro ni yo le le chi yin la ji ku yu je ba de ji bo de chi yong ye ro sa
so otherwise other than that you know if we could able to generate and develop this kind of you know body mind you know good heart then you know we ourselves would be always in calm and peace, and as well as the others, and as well as the surrounding or the environment too. So to transform our this ordinary mind into that kind of good heart, you know, we gonna explain and listen to the Lam Rim teaching, and the Lam Rim teaching is divided into these four chapters, as we talked before. So, you know, we're going to go through the text. So, the first chapter is
done.
So, last week, you know, we talked about the deeds and the greatness of the Lama Tsongkhapa that include in the first chapter. So sometimes Rinpoche feel like, you know, like Rinpoche said that, you know, Lama Tsongkhapa at Lama Tsongkhapa's, you know, fame is like a sky cover our entire earth, like that kind of sky-like fame, and as well as, you know, Lama Tsongkhapa's scholar, like Lama Tsongkhapa, there's no any scholar like Lama Tsongkhapa in the world, you know, like Rinpoche said earlier. Sometimes Rinpoche feel like that, you know, he hoped that, you know, among us there are no any, you know, bias, you know, thought people. Rinpoche is not talking like, you know, like bias toward like that or prejudices like toward that Lama Tsongkhapa, not like that. But, you know, it said in the scripture, what it meant is that at that time, you know, at that time, you know, Lama Tsongkhapa is fame, Lama Tsongkhapa's fame is, you know, known all over the, you know, Tibet and all over the neighbor, you know, regions. And as well as at that time, you know, at that time, about the, you know, that subject, you know, the about the emptiness and about the teaching of the Buddha, you know, at that time there's no any scholars like Lama Tsongkhapa at that time and on that particular subject. That what he meant.
So in a text
Rinpoche read that, you know, Lama Tsongkhapa started teaching for 700, you know, audience at that time, and began to teach in, you know, seven different terraces or the big, you know, volume of 17. Different texts, and for 3 months, you know, for 3 months he teach on that seven different, you know, books, and those are not a small book, like, you know, those are really complicated big volumes, but, you know, start on the same time, and it took 3 months, and it finished all at the same time. So his intelligence is like that, you know, like that sharp or good.
Pena jana koma te yuko su jibo te ki juro moche ki tenre shuwa lu uzu shuwa ji jane. Ni juro moche ki kutso rogo shanshin chu ji tang. Tenre chigi neko su kanche jana koma kanga, pena juro moche ki tepa chengi, juro moche ki ondu dunduwa. Jana la ji tenpa tangto ki shuwa ji shu chima tawa.
So, and also at that time, you know, the Buddha Dharma also flourish in China. And Lama Tsongkhapa's fame reached the Chinese emperor at that time, and the emperor requested Lama Tsongkhapa to come and give the teaching over there, and Lama Tsongkhapa didn't have the time to go there, and Lama Tsongkhapa sent one of his disciples, Chamjin Choje, you know, who established the, you know, one of the three great monasteries, and, you know, he went as the, instead of Lama Tsongkhapa to give the teaching over there. And also it said in the scripture that Lama Tsongkhapa's fame and teachings spread all over the entire Mongolia at that time, and in Mongolia there are huge monasteries, like in Tibet the three great monasteries, like Depung. There are, it is there, their monks number, set is, 7,700, but, it is, there would be more than that, but the number usually say like that. And Sera is 5,500, and Gaden, and like that. All entire monk of these three monasteries, monks can be equal to the tea server of the Mongolian monastery. It's like that huge, and when they beat the gongs to gather for the congregation, and the monk beat the gong should ride the camels or the elephants for the different directions and ring the gongs. Otherwise, the monks won't heard far away like that, so they ride the these animals and ring the gongs to gather the congregations. So that much all those monasteries are the disciples of Lama Tsongkhapa. So, and also in Tibet too, the one of the Lama Tsongkhapa's disciple, who received the three principal paths teachings from Lama Tsongkhapa, he himself, that disciple Lama Tsongkhapa, he himself also built a huge, 108 monasteries, by himself.
And
also, until now, the Lama Tsongkhapa's teaching, flourish all over the Tibet and around the border areas, and we can say that the disciple of the Lama Tsongkhapa or the practitioner of the Lama Tsongkhapa's teachings, we can say that they are philosophical viewpoints, and as well as the behaviors of the three doers are, we can say that leader, the leader different in a good way or a little better than, you know, than the rest of the practitioners.
Tā kia tū sāng sōng jī yīni chī chī tū rī tīwa, tā tī kua tū shī rī, tā kua tū shī rī mē shī, tī shū tū shū rō shī wadō, tā kua rō yī tā. Tā sā jī nī bā, dāngā rō kī bā jī shī chū jī chā wā sī yī tī kā tū lē tū yō rē sā.
So this might do the greatness of that author. And if we elaborate, you know, it will go further and further. So we will leave there and we will go to the next chapter showing the greatness of the teaching in order to engender respect for the instructions. That's the second chapter. So here, the showing the greatness of the teaching in order to engender respect for the instructions, there are four, different kind of greatness mentioned in the scripture, and the three different characteristics of the greatness of the teaching. So in Lamrim, you know, first start by the three different categories.
Pinda dangal kiba chebi chi chu chu chwa chi bi chu te kare kare lo kogu re sana mo so de jiro mo chi ni sanju lyang ju de mi de he jo de sanju lyang ju de mo kogu ro asla.
So showing the greatness of the teaching here, what is the teaching is, you know, the teaching is, you know, the teaching is lamp for the path of Atisha. So we can say that, you know, this all greatness can be set to the lamp for the path and as well as for the stages of the path, this Lamrim, it could be the same.
Chuchu son tenpe alay tamo yung diri chino tenma jil lawin na. Chuchu chewa tenpa laa se, chune nangan de yung shanchu langchir dhyoma uwa sa. Chuchu zibi yung mando yue chan sa, cawa tabu yung su zoba ne sa, lang dren yi de sa. Nangan yi jine dine tenpe sa, jesha yung su zoba taan se iti jire sa ji, chuchu ji.
So here first going to mentioned that concerning the teaching to be explained, the root text of this instruction is the lamp for the path to enlightenment. There are many texts composed by the elder, but the lamp for the path to enlightenment is comprehensive and fundamental.
Ani bina sanje ki sunsa na riwe jana bina jiju jibu pe sanha diba la yana chuchu denyi ka changa ma resa na sungwa resa la da. Donha ji ni dibi ani juajang yunsu zoba ta changa ma resa te chuchu jiri.
So the sense it teaches by drawing together the key point of both the sutras and the mantra vagals. So, karela sakusha.
So this lamp
for the path to enlightenment, this teaching is comprehensive, both the sutras and the mantra vehicle. So that is the, you know, characteristic of this, goodness of this teaching, even, you know, the king of the Tantra, the Guhya Samaja, and as well as the, you know, great treatises like Abhidharma, they both, you know, they both are not comprehensive, both the sutras and Tantra's teaching, like this teaching.
Chuchu Nyingpa de Kharisa na Sendu Yerimpa Tsuwa Tenpe Lata Lang De Chichuwa Sikidwa.
So the second characteristic is, since it emphasizes the stages of the disciplining the mind.
And
the third characteristic is, it is easy to put into practice, and since it is adorned with the instruction of the two gurus who are skilled in the systems of the two great trailblazers, it is superior to other systems.
Shenta chenpo nyuji lula kebe se di shenta chenpo lulu to tome nyeji. Tenyuji lula kebe lama nyeba di ji lama sanin ba dang ji ribi kuyu chunga di jagudwa.
So the true great tail blazer is the Nagarjuna and Asanga, and the two gurus. Two gurus means, you know, the one is Lama Silingpa, and other is the Rigpe Khushu. There are two Rigpe Khushu, I guess, is like Kosali, the elder, and the younger. So it is the younger one. So the two gurus who are you know, two great trailblazers, are these two are the holder of the two views or the lineages of the vast and the profound. So, you know, the lineages, first lineages come from the, you know, the Nagarjuna, and so on, as we recite in the, you know, lineage guru supplication prayer. And one is from Maitreya to Asanga, and so on, as we read in the supplication prayer.
George is said that Lama Sami Pada Ribiku Union in Zane, and Danga Tata Tata Jin Ribi Kasta Danga Yu, Lama Niji Danga Jemba City, Danga the Jin the Tinium Sati said to Mido.
So since it is adorned with the instructions of the two guru, is, you know, Silingpa and the Rigpe Khushuk. So these Silingpa and Rigpe Khushuk, two are the holder of the, you know, lineage comes from the two great trailblazers. So from these both gurus, you know, are the teacher of the Atisha. So Atisha received the instruction from these two gurus. So that is so in this way, you know, the teaching of this lamrim or the path for lamp for the path is superior than the other systems.
shangchung lang rin chi mung ma jawa di yini chuo jini kata mi lama pao jini chen yini jiru mo chi yini lota tu chi nangka jian se tang chi 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 zong mo se teni la yini tanda nangka teni la sen yinba tanda ki pachana riyu yu jiru wasi lada.
So from this Atisha to many different Kadam masters, and Lama Tsongkhapa received this from the, you know, Loda Nangkha Pelre. From the Loda Tupchen or the Namkha Genzen, and Shabad. Is other is called Chöje Chöjep Sambo. So in this way, you know, the lineages, it is an unbroken lineage, you know, perfect, you know, teachings from the lineage gurus up to Lama Tsongkhapa. So we stop here. Break here. So Rinpoche gonna talk a little bit, and then we will do the question answers. So last, you know, two time we didn't get a chance to do the question answers. So, and here it says, lamp for the path to enlightenment is comprehensive and fundamental teaching. So why this is so is, you know, when we talk about Lamrim, or when we teach Lamrim, you know, then, you know, all the teachings of the Buddha's teaching are all kind of shaken, and also, you know, and also there is one you know, that there is one yellow monk, and he said that, you know, when giving the teaching at that time, you know, that monk said that, you know, all our, you know, heart is kind of you know, taking away. That kind of saying happened. So this is a you know, gross or the brief explanation of the three categories of the Lamrim. So if you say directly, then, you know, first great characteristic of this teaching is, you know, comprehensive and fundamental characteristics, and you know, and easy to put into practice is the second, and the third is the you know, and the third is, you know, adorned with the instruction of the two gurus who are skilled in the system of the two great trailblazers. So it is easy to put into practice means that, it is really, put out in a really, gradual, instruction. So, otherwise, if you don't know about the Lamrim teaching, then even though you have, you learn many other different, treatises, you might not have any, point to put into meditation or put into practice. So, for example, like the Shantideva's Bodhicharya Avatara is a really renowned great teaching and great text, but if you don't know how to integrate this that into this Lamrim, then you are not able to meditate on the different path, like ordinary people like us, we cannot able to meditate on path like the lamp for the path to enlightenment. So the other teachings like are like an ingredient or the things that all the parts are set up there. And Lamrim is like, how to build the, how to cook or how to build those, make use of those ingredients in, in step by step. So this will do the, three great characteristic of the lamp for the path to enlightenment, and then now we will do the four greatness of the teaching in order to gender respect for this instruction. So first greatness is the greatness of enabling one to know that all of the teachings are free of contradiction. And the second is the greatness of enabling one to understand that all of the scriptures are instruction for practice.
The
third is the greatness of enabling one easily to find the, a conqueror's intent or the Buddha's intent. The greatness of enabling one to refrain automatically from great wrongdoings. So these three great characteristics and three greatness of the teaching, who possess this greatness is to the Lamrim, Lamb for the Path to Enlightenment teaching. So the main, chapter we are talking about is showing the greatness of the teaching in order to engender respect for the instruction. So in order to have this, we need to understand the, four greatness and the four great characteristic of the Lamrim.
So
when we are trying to do the Lamrim practice, then first we need to clearly understand the different characteristics as mentioned in the beginning. So like showing the greatness of the teaching in order to engender respect for the instruction, when somebody say that, then automatically, immediately, we should understand this three great characteristic and the four greatness of the teaching. Like somebody say one person's name, one person's name, then automatically that person, such and such, and you will know all the characteristic of that a person like that. So we think we better do the question answer over here, and Anthony, let's get the answer.
I have a question about it goes back to the humiliating the Chinese abbot for his at least his effort to try to understand emptiness in his own perspective, And because of his own perspective, he created a lot of wrong views, and that created a lot of humiliation. And he even said that he killed himself possibly or something over it. I don't remember it completely, but what I was curious about is that in the debating, when they debate on clearing the best view of emptiness or the understanding of emptiness. As far as I can see, it's more of a competitive way of pushing through negation of trying to find the truth. And my question was, is that when Buddha became enlightened, And he came back to his disciples, his four or five that had literally kicked him out because they thought he wasn't following the path. And he came back and the debates, there wasn't any competition. There was basically a mutual understanding that was given to somebody. So for instance, instead of maybe humiliating this abbot, why wouldn't they have maybe went about the debating in a way where they could help him correct his mistaken view or his wrong view, rather than humiliating him through the debates, through the negative process? And I was just curious what Rinpoche's thought would be on, you know, the process of going about debating. It's a tradition, and if that's the way they do it in a competition way, and that's just the way it is. But I'm just wondering, where is the other side of that? Is it the teachings of the Yogacara do or something?
Nyema gidala gyayi hashandi. Ani hashandi da tsoba tsuni, ta tongyi ki korla tsoba tsuni. Ani kasuwa hashan pamba che. Ani hashan pamni pe ko pe jela pet ko kasuwa da hashandi ki ta tongyi ki tawa di lokba che teni. Ani di lokba che teni, ani kasuwa jela ko Tsobatsu ni ko pe ngo tsawu su, ko pam, limda kura ngo tsawu su. Di chenang ko jela gyanala maa lo, gyanala maa lo ni, ni ko kura rangshi gyabe ki indi dhu chi sunsuwa. Ani di indi zamba penna cha shana chomden de tangbo ludu kawa che. Ludu kawa che ni, ani karisu kure dine, ani ludu kawa di zam sha ni, ani Chanju Shindundu Da Gom Gyamni Akasore Tona Langomba Zoba Sanje Ni Ani Jela Chumdendegi De Karsore Chö De Masumba Che Ani Jela Da Korngade La Kunshe Ko Dinaya La Sobe Korngade De La Pe Yundu Zama Korngade De Soge Ta Chumdende Nekatuble Nyambares Ta Chumdende La De Chidio Maris Yachidio Maris in the Slavar was. And the Lamne Jela, any Chumden de Chosung, any Koranzo Sangmalo, Nimudo Chung, in the Chen Koranzo Sangmalo, Beha, Hudo Chuni, in this Chundu was. Ben Petten and Shinjigi, any Kamala Shilak, Jay Hashala, the Nemo Saus, any Mambido Che, in the Machumba Cheni, the Kogi, Lam Lobadile, Kubiagi. Chedu ani tapshin baje teni dere chiwa na dai hasa rashi jab go da dere ge khachen bo da ngo chabu dere yong go yo maro was din de samba dere do ji ma chung ba de kha de na ni ku shog sam zo kari es ko shin de shu so sa
Pedro wa chande de legi chuko ko chande de da da ko ga Koga de zombo la chuo sonsa pewe di kasa la yani kusu tombo tabi ki nyawa le teri guwa tama nga sa zale zona nga su ye yani guwa tama la shachi shigumi kiwa chegumi siya chegumi zale wadi yani sanje ki zi ji ilhe de ko rangshu me ba yani shachi shigumi cha tabi di la sanje ki shinlao ki yani koga de zombo miti bi ta cha lu de rangsa shane yani chugo no su lu le jene ye rangsa cha wadi la da de nangi ye yani jidang kasa kama la shila la sanje ki nangi ye shinlao ki nintu de de yogu ma rwa sa la de jidang
So, when the Buddha attend the Buddhahood and come to the place, the Varanasi, and then the five disciples are there, and at that time, you know, the five disciples, they discuss that, you know, we will ignore Buddha because, you know, he like you said, he doesn't follow the path, or he is degenerated from the ascetic practice. So, you know, he's no more like us. Then, you know, when they come close to the five disciples, then because of the power of the Buddha, you know, they cannot able to ignore. You know, they get up and respect, pay the respects. And by the power of the Buddha, you know, their outfits of those, you know, are changed into a monk's robe, and, you know, they get deep admiration because of the power of the Buddha, and then, you know, Buddha able to teach these five disciples. So, you know, the Kamalashila don't have the power like Buddha to do as Buddha did to these five disciples. So from the disciples' side also, you know, these five disciples, first five disciples of the Buddhas, you know, they are, you know, mature, and, you know, they are, in a sense, they are really connected to the Buddha, or the special, you know, karmic connection from many long times, that, you know, at such and such place, you know, Buddha will be the teacher, and these are the disciples, and they have, you know, deep connections from many previous lifetimes. And from the Kamalashila and you know, the Chinese abbot side, the disciples, you know, side are different, because, you know, the Chinese abbot has a big name, as well as you know, as well as their, you know, he got maybe like a big, I don't know, big ego or something like that. That, you know, and even though, you know, if the Buddha, then maybe do, but, you know, Kamalashila don't have that kind of power like Buddha. So Buddha and the five disciples' story is like a, you know, grown up, really a grown up man, and some child, you know, maybe this child wanna ignore the grown up old man, and, you know, so, you know, it is easy to get along like that. But, you know, the Kamalashila and that Chinese abbot is like a true opponent, or like a two grown up men arguing, like that kind of thing. So it's a different story. So like that, you know, one is the, you know, general of the army of the China, and one is the army general of the India. So there's no...
I'm just curious that because he had such an extreme view of nothingness, in the formless realm where there's infinite nothingness, I think that's where he acquired, his mind got stuck in his mental realm of infinite nothingness as being at best an attempt to try to understand emptiness. if he had a good motivation, I mean, and yet he, because of his self or whatever, he not only made a mistake, but he created a wrong view and then generated that wrong view and in the end suffered for it.
Ta kogla dzumba pena chashana ta hashang ge tawa dal chiamebe tawares chiamebe yila chebe tawa de ene pena chashana kam khungma ge sume kam ge chiame lae de ge garso ro sume kam de so lae tawa da gana yorwas de garan la nyambar shane ene dindes de ge ora din du de ba sab chimbu che sa ge ora dinde ge ene digbe ge namin do chi in the dog hashala chumba ina ina
che te je mar ko dipas ke marwala che ye mase dipas ke sag marela ya jes ke doya maro ta ats bena matu ke da to kal te se che kya da ne de do ale sa sa thosa je na ba na me ne de so re je ma do ko tibu wo re ma se les me se ke sag ye na sa la da
so it thinks you know to meditate on nothingness you know will create no any non virtues, but you know if you meditate on like that, you know, for eons and eons, you know, nothing gonna happen. It will stay the same, like when you do the.
That's why the Buddha returned, though, from his when he experienced, because he also experienced that realm in the formless realm. Roger Jackson said that. He actually went to the formless realm, and in the formless realm, if there is infinite nothingness, the Buddha did also experience infinite nothingness before he returned, came back, and decided to teach. But so there's still an attachment to the mind, though, because even the formless realm is a mind, it's still mind
related. Susuke rang la zimba di yorwasa.
Di nega sivina.
Ada pena chashana chiya mebe la kye denge diso ya kuranzo la zimba di yudu zamba ani pengi yomarwasa. Andi indi chumdende ani chiya mebe ki kamla ya pep ani di kamla ya pep di tadun zimba di yoba sik. And this this channel ni mashu bachan ma phebar inde lagi duhasa
che ba chya ba che yila me se se de che yila me se se ga ji se ngi de yo ro la de ko ga ji yo de lekas ke ke che go ma ri pe na che pe na da da ha xian ge su su ge che yila me se be ta wa de la ta wa chung ji jian de de yo ye ta wa jian da la qi ji jian de le de sa ge ye ji ru ma do
So when you meditate on nothingness, you know, maybe you know you have that you know clinging on your viewpoint, you know that's the best, you know, viewpoint. Through that, maybe, you know, creating some kind of non-virtue, and as well as, you know, there is the clinging on the self exists fundamentally. But when you meditate on nothingness at that meditative equipoise, you know, maybe you are not creating anything, not good, not bad, it's a kind of neutral. And, you know, there's no any progress, you know, happening there. So, tenda dodo rao de shaba yana, cho me dodo uchire dua sa de.
Ta ngo tsuki che se gol ta, kanji, che yi nama shi si kondi ke jeki ya ski hai, me dua la da. Che kama jeki jire se lawa rao uchiro la, ke jako.
So, there's no any further explanation for those nothingness thought, because it is not doing anything. Just
I just find it interesting that the Buddha did experience it also, though, in his formless realm, and that, but he didn't get stuck there. Thank you, thank you.
You got on?
Yeah. So I was just wondering, we had talked a lot about Tsongkhapa, like the history of Tsongkhapa and his greatness. I was just curious, at his time, what influence Tsongkhapa had on the other Tibetan schools, the Sakya, the Kagyu, and the Nyingma.
The Lama Tsongkhapa influence to the other, you know, school of thoughts a lot, because, you know, the hot disciples of the two hot disciples of the Lama Tsongkhapa, you know, Gelsab and Kedub, they both are from the Sakya tradition, and as well as the great master Rendawa, and so on many, you know, disciples all are from the different tradition, because, you know, before Lama Tsongkhapa, there is no any Gelugpa tradition exist. So, you know, all the disciples of the Lama Tsongkhapa, since Lama Tsongkhapa came, all the disciples of his Lama Tsongkhapa and his followers are all come from the different other tradition and become Geluk and like that.
Then the Lord, Chilon Yito, Cassel, and Yito Mazda, Chiton Zijadan, Chichanga, Peter Jerome, Chiton Zijata, Cassin, Conchito Zidan, Nisun Tavala, Gelubas and the Tanation, and me, Yujero, Gadin, Gomazin, and Jenny Jim. They negotiate a pair, you know, Kani, but the Chulu Kajanan, Towe and Hakomasumato, Titowe and Ata, teaches you your Kanga, Geluba Jayas on Jiroaslada.
So like at the, you know, 1400 or 1300, you know, at that time, you know, before Lama Tsongkhapa, there's no any Gelugpa tradition. All are, you know, different tradition. So, you know, since, you know, Lama Tsongkhapa came and established the Gaden Monastery, then the Gelugpa tradition founded and started. So, you know, in this way, we can say that, you know, all the followers of Lama Tsongkhapa since then are from the, you know, different, you know, traditions. So the most new among all the traditions of Tibetan Buddhism, the Gelugpa is the, you know, youngest and you know, newer one. And the most senior, oldest is the Nyingmapa tradition. So it's inappropriate, you know, to say that, you know, all these disciples are, you know, converted or come from the different Nyingmapa Sakyapa tradition, it is not good to say, but you know, in reality, you know, maybe entire Tibet, maybe 40% is a Gelugpa tradition.
Gelugpa yi ji mi si ji chu chu rogo kare xie gore sa sa na shi tang nang zang li chi sa gora kanje ta shi ni ji cha na ji ta na si shi ma ta bu ji re sa na kanje pa yon ra jian song gore sa la da kanga xie.
So we can not able to say that, you know, Gelugpa tradition is the best among all, but, you know, it is well known that, you know, the Gelugpas are, are pure in, you know, in terms of, you know, external and external behavior and as well as the internal. So that is, you know, we can, you know, say.
Jadi ni cerita tu kami hi tak yang ni kami ini macam mana tu. Tanda jurnal tanda kan suki tu terasa kan suki terasa tu jurnal macam ni. Jadi tu si jadi kami kasih ini ni na kasih jadi ni suki siapa tiba kasih cuci nongol lah. Tanda kan suki terasa kan suki terasa tu jurnal macam ni nasi tu yang tua. Jadi tinggi tu ni cawat tu terus yang tulu kan suki kau yang na. Jadi tulu kan suki dah lah. Siang tu terus orang jaya na.
So it is said that, you know, since Lama Tsongkhapa in 14 some time in the 1400, you know, the Tibetan, this monk robe of the monk also, you know, kind of designed or created by Lama Tsongkhapa. So before the Lama Tsongkhapa, you know, there might be a monk's robe, but, you know, we need to be further
investigated.
So maybe, you know, before Lama Tsongkhapa, you know, the behavior of the monks and the, you know, ropes of the monks are as pure as mentioned in the Vinaya Sutra or not, you know, we need to investigate. So we got one more questions and then we will stop. If we have none, then we stop. So we don't know, this Lamrim teaching, you know, Rinpoche cannot explain as, as there are many different, you know, really good commentaries, you know, like other, you know, great masters can explain. But, you know, we should feel that, you know, this kind of opportunity to listen and explain this kind of Lamrim teaching is very rare, and we should we should be really rejoicing ourselves and, you know, should make a really joyous effort to explaining the teaching and to the listening to the teaching. So we don't get this kind of excitements and, you know, we don't feel this is a great one-of-a-kind opportunity and like that kind of, you know, excitement we don't get because we don't know the qualities of the, you know, the things or whatever. If we know the qualities and the great characteristics of that thing, then, you know, when you get a glimpse of that, you know, object, you will be so excited and, you know, great joy, you know, arise on you. So, you know, we don't get that kind of excitement and joy because, you know, we don't know the, we don't really understand the, you know, that great characteristic of this Lam Rim teaching. So, even though we don't get that kind of spontaneous excitement or the joy, but we, at least we will, you know, create, you know, through effort and think we are really fortunate and to get this kind of opportunity is very rare and, you know, we will never be, you know, separate even a moment from this kind of teaching and dedicate whatever, you know, we have accumulated to in order to have an excellent practice of Lam Rim. Gewa de dinda doa kula kambena Kebara jizu losa antapai Tembe nimbo rindu selche kisho. Puja Joshe Mendo Tamare Ravalishi Ninde Gembade Sange Shindo Mite Puwaye Dogu Namda Ashin La Chuparashu.
Now this verse from before.
Gewa Gendo Yanda Lama Adha Jeme chöge pela lonche eche Sada lamge yönde rabzo one Doje change goma nyuto sho Guru rena medala kani ataya ane Bele zonye ne Kada yamba kanji sabade Lomi mari kino dowa akun Namde gyawe wangu da juji Tema sube tserava kundu yam Jambe yangi seve jisone Tembe rimba kunsa lamji cho Yene dube genava yece şo Rangi cişi tombe alam cene Şuda zive tave tavge ci Dove yige mümba selçene Yeve temba yüre zincu ci Temba erinçe çoge makevaba Tavdanya bara jube chodene Nije chembe yi ravai kubayi Pende tende sewai chepasho Seje jave me jon telele le duo chanju lam gere beka tar de nanje ye la bedeje jave ze barin do chonjuroche laza drube tuje drucheje geje seje me dane beka Sarava kundu jave na baye namda lamda dewa manjuru kaze teba chola chuju chu sushin dubla tsumba te yese tude namge tadu choche che dashi gyasu chogun chabjuru chi Sevjo Rinpoche, Maje Panama Jejoche, Keba Nyamba Mepaya, Kone Kondo Pewa Jho. Lama Kutse Rabde Eche, Namgara Trile Chuchuru Gebhata, Losan Tembe Dume Sasumu Ge, Dove muse tado ne gyuroji Rave kove shinkama dire pendan dewa malu juvene Chere se vante zendya soye Shabe se de bardo ten gyuroji Jedara kebata kundo sambote Teshinde tena kundi jesu talo chiri Yewa dina tamje rabdo mo Shebe gyawa tamje ge Mowa kala chodo nabate Dagi gewe tsawai dikunja Sambo chiche rabdo mowai